ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Our next segment is our weekly ShareCare Healthmakers interview. The ShareCare Healthmakers series brings together the best minds in medicine, wellness, science, and technology to provide candid, thought-provoking insight into their respective fields. They also share their visions and concerns, from the future of healthcare to using technology to manage an aging population to how diet and exercise can alter our genes. Today we'll be listening to Dr. Douglas Rosendale, Director of Joint Interoperability Ventures within the Veterans Health Administration Office of Health Information. He'll be explaining how electronic medical records and bioinformatics create savvier healthcare consumers.
Bioinformatics is sort of a tangential term to clinical informatics. It is the newest board certification for physicians that is emerging out of the American Medical Informatics Association. Bioinformatics is more of the basic sciences of informatics, how information, knowledge, data can be generated into a useful, meaningful information system to help you understand care, understand value and quality, as I mentioned. And so clinical informatics, and then there's other domains like nursing informatics and big data and that level of informatics. And so bioinformatics is simply the basic sciences of informatics, computers supporting healthcare. Informatics is, or information systems supporting healthcare should be, or digitizing, should be all about supporting the workflow. And so you want your clinicians, your physicians, your nurses, your allied health professionals to still use their knowledge and their experience to make very smart decisions working with their patients. And not just dictating what their patients' care would be, but working as a team. And so to digitize the information means that you can leverage that information to help you make smarter decisions. There are 2,000 more meds coming on the market about every year, and there are many, many more diagnoses and complexities in understanding diagnoses every year. No single human being can keep track of all those things. And so we need information systems like every other industry to help us have access to the data, to make smarter decisions, and to actually, as NIH has been discovering, is you can do predictive modeling. Once you have an understanding of a patient's disease and their predisposition for disease based on genomics, you can actually predict what their outcome can be over the next 10 or 20 years. And then we can also have a feedback loop of understanding. It's a knowledge learning loop where you actually learn from the treatment of people with certain diseases and thousands of them, and then you learn what works and what doesn't work. The advantage is we can't possibly as a clinician keep track of everything about diseases and new medications, the drug allergy, drug duplications that occur with repetitive care. And so we need information systems to help us as clinicians manage those patients better. If we tried to do that on our own, we would still make many, many mistakes. We would duplicate medications and cause harm to patients. And I'm not suggesting that the computer does all the work. As I mentioned, it's a support mechanism. It's one that we need to help us be smarter. And the other advantage is, anytime you work with paper, it's a very slow process. We want to use computers to actually enhance our workflow so that we're more efficient. Well, we actually, in Veterans Affairs, went through this. We were one of the early adopters 12, 14 years ago of electronic medical records. And when I was operating and chief of surgery at the local medical center, they implemented the electronic record, computer patient record system. And what we all recognize is this was a disruption of our workflow. We were using paper, and now we had to go to electronic systems. Well, what's interesting, over that time period with the training, you discover that the access to all the relevant clinical information is at your fingertips. And then you identify that the workflow improvements are that you have instant access to that data. So when I was an intern, I had to go down to the x-ray department, down to the medical records department. I had to go physically find all the information I needed, gather it up so I could make smart decisions. Now, with the implementation of the electronic medical record, the access is very quick. So then the hard part is the data entry. Well, you can streamline that by developing methods of templating, dictation, easy entry, using allied health professionals to enter information. So over time, you actually discover that it's more efficient to have access to the electronic record than the workflow you had before. And I lived it, and I dealt with it. And it's actually a misnomer that security is poor with an electronic environment. Paper records are much more open and stealable than electronic records. And what I mean by that is you can actually audit and track those that have access to your electronic record, and so you can identify them. Now, in this world of hackers and people penetrating electronic systems at every level, that's going to be a challenge. But the banking industry has a very secure environment, and everybody's relatively comfortable with that model until a hacker gets in. But the point being is the security and the privacy will improve over time. So the security services for electronic health records will continue to get better and stronger. The people that buy and deploy these electronic medical records are those that are using it for their workflow. So those are the hospitals, those are the doctor's offices, and they are the insurance companies that have this data. What many of us have considered is we need a personalized health record, and the patients need to be empowered not only to be smarter patients and more educated patients, but they need to take charge of the data of their information, of their record. What it means is, though you have applications that are computerized and work in the hospital, in the ICU or the operating room, you want the patient to have their own repository of that information. So when they have an episode of care, they're in the hospital or they're at a doctor's office, or an insurance company is paying for their care, the patient themselves should be the steward of their own data. And so there are projects like the Blue Button Project, where data is sent from the electronic medical record to a service where the patient has control and access. Microsoft Health Vault and Google had a personal health record. It's taking some time for patients and even the providers to adopt this model, but we predict in the future that patients will be the sole owner of their data. Historically, I mean, we didn't have informatics. We didn't have computers supporting healthcare. And if you look at the United States, there's still about 60-80% of physician offices that are still dependent on paper systems. Even in the hospitals, at least 50% of the workflow is based on paper systems. And so we're not very far along. Now, that said, the incentives from Health and Human Services and meaningful use and the adoption of health IT the last couple of years have accelerated that adoption significantly, doubled it. And so we have now about 40% penetrance into the healthcare world where computers are used routinely. And on that, historically, most of the computer systems that have been used in the past were for billing purposes, administrative data, how you pay for the care. And that was based on an incentive model of paying for diseases, or lucky enough to actually diagnose the right disease, or procedures. What we need to move toward is a model of paying for quality outcomes. We are also learning more and more details about how patients will respond to care. And when you marry that with analytics and you see thousands of patients that have similar circumstances, you can start to identify the nuance of the care. It's actually going to be much better care for the individual, because we will be able to customize their care based on the knowledge that we have.
That was Dr. Douglas Rosendale from ShareCare's Healthmakers Collection. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.